The WISC Ad Project has consistently produced the most comprehensive analysis of TV ad campaigns anywhere in the country. WISC Ad's director, Ken Goldstein, says in 2004, his team tracked more than 7,000 ads that ran in the nation's 100 largest media markets. Together, they aired almost 3 million times. Goldstein says this year there will be many more, and Wisconsin voters will likely get more than their share.
It's certainly going to be a battleground state in the general election, and we're just going to get tons of attention once again.
A likely target of some of those ads will be Hillary Clinton, whose husband was the target of this ad, paid for by the George Bush Sr. campaign in 1992.
This candidate was called up for military service, while this one claims he wasn't. One of these candidates is Bill Clinton. Unfortunately, so is the other.
Goldstein says there will also be dozens of special interest ads that will run thanks to a recent Supreme Court ruling won by Wisconsin Right to Life. It allows groups to fund ads out of their corporate treasuries. He says because TV ads make up the single largest campaign expense, the data his team will gather will allow voters to track the most important political indicator.
You know, Deep Throat was right. If you want to understand what's going on in politics, follow the money. So if you want to know where the money is going, who's doing what, where they're doing it, what they're saying, the best way to do that is to follow the money in terms of television advertising.
Both voters and journalists will be able to do that again this year on WISC Ad's webpage. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.